Well, this is Mark Anderson, the CEO of AC Group. And I'm here to talk to you today about two great educational sessions that are going to be going on in St. Louis at the HBMA Fall Conference. The first one is going to be on Monday, September 13th, starting at 4:30 p.m., and it'll be on the EHR Marketplace, Hype or Reality. And that's where we're really going to be talking about what's going on, about meaningful use, the requirements that are out there, the vendors that are out there, really giving you an insight on what it's going to take to learn how to thrive in this EHR marketplace. There's been a number of issues that have come up in the past 6 to 8 months where HBMA members are starting to lose some of their clients because these vendors are out there marketing an integrated practice management and EHR application to your current clients. Now is the time to learn what it's going to take to thrive in this marketplace and to find out what's really going on. We're going to spend a little bit of time talking about the meaningful use requirements that just came out on July 13th. Your clients are really going to know what is going on and what are the requirements that they're going to have to get that money that's coming from the government as far as meaningful use and reporting. We're going to give you a good insight on what the requirements are. So, again, you can provide that information back to your clients today. We'll also talk about the vendors that are out there, who's winning, who's losing, and who's really going to make it in the marketplace today. Another thing we're going to be covering is something called the Regional Extension Centers. The government's putting out about $800 million into state and local agencies to help doctors go out and look for EHR applications. And as we've seen from the statistics, 83% of all doctors that are looking for an EHR application are also replacing their practice management system at the same time. We're going to help you figure out what it's going to take to get involved in the statewide RECs, so at least you know what's going on, how to stay in contact with them, so that you don't lose clients through another organization coming in and kind of stealing them from you. We're also going to talk a little bit about the PM and EHR vendors and which ones are more related towards helping HBMA members. You know there's a number of these companies out there today that are actually competing against you for your same type of business. A number of the HBMA members have mentioned that the vendors that are out there are stealing clients from them. Well, they're not really stealing the clients, but they're going in there with a better value proposition. Because we all know doctors are looking for the best value that they can get. And we all know that HBMA members are their trusted advisor today. But these vendors are coming in with interesting, you know, suggestions and proposals for them, and these doctors are starting to look at them. So again, very important to come to the 4:30 session on Monday, September 13th to really find out what's going on in the marketplace, kind of an overview of everything. But again, if you really want to learn how to thrive in this EHR marketplace, we have another post-conference session going on Tuesday, September 14th. And it's going to be a half-day session starting at 1 o'clock and going till 5 o'clock. I'm really calling that one the 10 steps for creating and implementing your own EHR program. Because that's the big issue today. How do you get into this market? Do you really want to get into the market? So again, we're going to kind of recap some of the stuff dealing with the high-tech and meaningful use definitions and standards, but more about how you can take this information and go out and create value, that trusted advisor to the members, so that they'll use you for the person who goes out and solves their problem related to the EHR application. We're also going to talk a little bit about who your real competition is with this. Who you need to sell to. Because again, in the past, when you were selling a practice management system, revenue cycle management, you were selling it really to the back office people, the office manager, the billing people. The EHRs are really sold to the doctors. And the doctors are the ones that have to make the decision on who they're going to work with. Because you got to remember, you can't really oversell the technology. No one really cares about the technology. It's all about showing the doctor how you can create more value for them, how they can record the information that's required for electronic health record systems to meet the stimulus and the high-tech requirements so they can get additional funds from it, but how to make it simple for them. I guarantee you, the vendors don't make it look simple for them. They make it look so complicated that most doctors want to walk away from EHRs. But if you know how to do it the right way, they'll get very excited about it. We'll also talk about ways of demonstrating the software products. Many of the HBMA members are now having EHR applications that they're marketing. But again, it's how you demonstrate the product. How do you make it look easy for the physician to use? It's really doing the KISS principle. Keep it easy. And again, how to answer questions that may come up during a demo. We'll cover all those kind of things, almost role-playing on how is the best way to demonstrate the software products. As I mentioned, we're also going to talk about the competitors that are out there. You're really competing against software vendors that are out there. As I mentioned earlier, these RECs, Regional Extension Centers, and there's a number of other organizations that you have to compete against. What is the best way to compete against them? And how do you compete against the big boys that are out there, the ones that are nationally recognized software vendors that can come in and offer an integrated practice management EHR application, and they're also offering revenue cycle management? Really trying to figure out what does it really take to really thrive. And again, talking about these vendors and your competitors, what do they do wrong? How do they fail? Because it's very important to know what works, but also about what fails out there today. And again, in that part is really trying to figure out how do you provide the doctor a value from a return on investment. Again, when you combine what you do today with an EHR application, you can create a great financial return on investment for the physicians. Much better than what the vendors can do today, because you already know the clients. You know what their issues are and how they do things. You understand workflow and processes. All the vendors really want to do is sell a software product. Again, the HVMA member becomes that trusted advisor for that practice. We're also going to talk about something that's called clinical and operational transformation. We call it COT. Basically, it's the processes you go through to ensure a successful EHR implementation. Do you know that 73% of all of the EHR implementations have failed so far? Now, again, the definition of failure is kind of unique, because we basically told asked the doctors, if you have bought an EMR in the past year, are you able to use the EHR application for going in and really documenting your clinical results, the notes, orders, and everything? And 73% of the doctors have said, after 1 year, nope, we still can't use the EMR. That's a failure. We're going to show you how to go through the process of figuring out the 50 business processes that are required to make sure the EHR works effectively. And again, it's all about workflow and processes, understanding what works and what does not work. One of the other steps we're going to be talking about is marketing. I've talked to a number of HVMA members that have got involved in EHR applications, but they really don't know how to market the application. What is the best way to do it? What are the tools that you're going to need for that? What are the readiness assessments you can use to help get that information out to the potential clients out there today and the clients you have today? Okay, we'll talk about business strategies, marketing strategies, what works and what does not work. Very important, because if they don't know you exist, they don't know you have an EHR application, very hard to get out there and get them to call you up and say, hey, come out and talk to me today. One of the things we're going to be talking about in the 10 steps is determining how you figure end user satisfaction. I assume most of you are spending time today looking at how you're measuring end user satisfaction. Are your clients happy or not? But a lot of times I find out that it's almost too late. When you start looking at end user satisfaction, it may be at a point where they're already looking at somebody else to replace you. You have to be very proactive, coming up with a nice program for evaluating what's going on. I know that's one of the problems with the EHR marketplace. The vendors basically sell a software product, and their comment is, well, no one's calling me. There must be no problems. In reality, no one may be calling them because they stopped using the product. You have to create an ongoing end-user satisfaction program, obviously as electronically as you can, so you can monitor the process, find out what the issues are, make sure your clients are happy, or extremely happy. Again, we're also going to be talking about other things that are going on in the marketplace, health information exchanges, mobile communications, really spending time with you to really understand what are the 10 major things you need to know to learn how to keep your current clients and ideally expand your client base by offering not only your practice management, revenue cycle management products, but an electronic health record product. Again, the industry is moving towards EHRs, somewhat slow right now, but the government is really pushing it. The government's putting a lot of money into this. You know, $29 billion is a lot of money the government's putting into enhancing EHR applications throughout the country. And the doctors are starting to look. We know certification's right around the corner. So once we get certification finalized, the meaningful use has already been finalized, doctors are going to start actively looking very soon. And if you wait too long, if you don't have a business plan, if you don't have your 10 steps for thriving in the marketplace, it's going to be very hard to compete. I've talked to HVMA members that have lost 10, 20, 30% of their clients just in the last 6 months. And most of the time they say, we don't know why. But when they go back looking, somebody's been talking to your current clients for 6 months or a year already. They're convincing him it's time to move now. Now, again, most of this occurs with the physicians that are in private practice, you know, the non-hospital-based physicians. So it's not necessarily it's going to help you that much on your pathologist, your emergency room physicians, your radiologist, your anesthesiologist. But you've got to be careful, too. A lot of the hospitals are now looking for EHR applications for the emergency room. A lot of the hospitals now are starting to offer revenue cycle management programs to their current doctors in the community. And they're going to include the emergency room doctors in there, the radiologists, the pathologists, the anesthesiologists. In the past, we only saw doctors looking for systems. But now more and more hospitals are stepping up to the plate saying, we're going to help the doctors go out and find the system that's going to meet the requirements. Because remember, hospitals also can receive somewhere between $2 and $9 million if they embrace electronic health record systems within the hospital and they connect their doctors and their community together through a health information exchange. And the easiest way for the hospital to do that is to pick a software product, a product that they can offer to all the community doctors, and then tie in their hospital-based physicians. And, of course, the vendors that they're talking to are known as the large elite-type vendors. And interesting, most of those elite vendors are now offering revenue cycle management programs with it. So even though you may be an HBMA member with a lot of hospital-based clients, you may find that your biggest competitor is actually your client. It could be the hospital. It could be the hospital putting together a program so they can help their clients and their members and their doctors out there. Remember, the hospitals get stimulus money if they can connect their hospital and their doctors together. And if the vendors are going to offer revenue cycle management, it makes sense for the hospital to at least think about it. That's why you need to be in there first talking to the hospitals about what their challenges are, what their programs are, kind of helping them understand what it's going to take to get the stimulus money. Because, again, as an HBMA member, you have a number of clients they're going to have to connect in with. You can work together, you and the hospitals and the vendors, to work together to help everybody thrive in this marketplace. But it's really up to you. You have to be the one that proactively goes out and markets your value, your services, not only your revenue cycle management services, but the software that's going to make everything work together. Be that trusted advisor for the healthcare community. Because as we all know, we can't necessarily trust the software vendor all the time, and most physicians really don't trust the hospitals all the time. They really need somebody that works for them. And who better than an HBMA member? So again, I want to hopefully invite you to all come to the meetings. Actually, some great sessions going on during the fall meeting in St. Louis, but hopefully you will attend the two sessions I'm putting on Tuesday, on talking about the 10 steps for creating and implementing your own EHR program, and on Monday, the EHR Marketplace, Hyper-Reality. Again, I encourage you to attend and let other HBMA members know about it, because it's important to get as many people at this conference as we can so that all everybody can be working together to create a common goal of getting more business and thriving in the future. Again, thank you very much.